Leanna Poutu joins us for a kōrero after more than 6 years of negotiations and 6 weeks of ratification. Te ruruku putakirongo, the collective redress deed of agreement for Taranaki maunga is going to be formally signed between Ngāi Iwi o Taranaki and the Crown. This is at Owai Marae in Waitara Apopo, and representatives from the government, including ministers, will be there. It's a big day for the whānau. Thanks very much for joining us on the show again, Leanna. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dai o Ngata Mari.
It's a big day for the whānau from Ngā Rauru Kitahi, Ngāti Ruanui, Ngā Ruahine, Taranaki, Iwi, Tā Te Awa, Ngāti Mori, Ngāti Mutunga, Ngāti Tama. What are some of the emotions you're expecting among the people tomorrow, Leanna?
Difficult to say. I think there'll be a little bit of, whumbletangi, because they'll remember the fight that our tūpuna fought long before us. But also it's a day for celebration that we've reached, this point in time, and these arrangements certainly are all about our maunga and the health and well-being of our maunga and the recognition of them as tūpuna, and that's certainly something to celebrate. So I think there'll be a mix of emotions, probably relief on part of the negotiators in terms of getting to this point and getting through the ratification voting process. So a mix of emotions tomorrow, but a cause for celebration.
Tēnā koe, can you talk about the long process that sees us at this point?
Yeah, so we've been in negotiations for over 6 years now, and we pulled out of negotiations a few times when we weren't sort of satisfied with where we'd got to. We also had general elections in there that delayed some of the process. But really, this part is coming to a close, but it's certainly, we're just the ones at this point in time completing this part, because we know that the Taranaki Māori Trust Board petitioned for years for what we have been able to achieve through these negotiations. And, you know, decades actually, the Trust Board petitioned, and over 260 petitions were put in by our tūpuna since the confiscation of our maunga. So it's pretty significant. We're the ones that are at this, are leading this part of the journey, but it's certainly not over. There's a lot of work to be done post this in terms of implementing the arrangements, but it's been a long, hard slog, but just really proud of our people for getting them behind us and supporting us to this point.
Tēnā koe. Part of this is to create a legal personality for Taranaki maunga. Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with Uruwera and also with Whanganui. Is this the third, or mm-hmm. are there others where geographical features, or taonga for us, have had a legal personality bestowed upon them?
Yeah, so this will be the third legal personality created for a natural feature within an Aotearoa, and certainly ours is similar but different. So for us, Te Kāhui Tupua recognises that there are multiple tūpuna within Te Papakura o Taranaki, which will be the new name for the national park. So there are multiple tūpuna within our legal personality covered by Te Kāhui Tupua. And we'll also have a human face and voice entity, which is 50% appointed by Crown, 50% appointed by iwi. Which is slightly different in terms of how the arrangements for Te Awa Tupua and Te Uruwera work. So similar, but certainly, quite bespoke arrangements for our region and our circumstances.
Oh, no. Not co-governance. Is it attracting some...
We don't talk about co-governance in the arrangements. And actually... we got asked this question during our information hui, and actually this is about the health and well-being of our maunga. And so whoever's appointed to that body aren't there representing their appointees. They're there acting as though they were our tūpuna. They are there being the face and voice and advocating for our tūpuna as though they were those tūpuna. So we see it as a really different kind of arrangement. The appointment process is 50-50, But actually, everyone will have to sign a declaration that they are there to act in the best interests of the maunga. And so, you know, we think that that's huge. There's huge benefit in that, not only for our maunga, but for our community as well.
What are some of the arrangements that will need to be in place to create a legal personality for the maunga and other tupuna maunga? Geographical place name corrections, etc. What are some of the arrangements that need to be in place to accommodate this?
Yeah, so in terms of the legal personality that will be declared as through the legislation that accompanies what we are doing, and so the deed will be signed, the legislation will come that will implement, will give effect to the deed, and within that is recognising at law the status of our maunga as tupuna, so giving them legal standing, so they are able to participate in court proceedings, potentially in local government hearings, potentially. So creating those mechanisms, as well as the ability to own assets and hold assets. So as a legal person like you and I, our maunga will be able to hold assets and manage assets that will be for the benefit of them, of their health and well-being. And so all of those mechanisms form part of the redress deed in terms of, you know, the ability to establish asset holding companies and all the technicalities that go with that. But essentially being given legal standing at law, which really just enforces what we've always known and how we've treated our maunga, is probably the key aspect.
There's always been strong connections between the peoples of Taranaki, the tribal entities represented across the rohe. But this combination here and a sort of united responsibility towards caring for the tupuna maunga may even mesh the entities together even closer, more whakakotahitanga. What would you say of the maunga being the centrepiece here and the way it will unite those who love and care for our tupuna?
Yeah, I mean, my experience of treaty settlements is that they're very divisive and they're not very uniting processes. But what we did know entering into these negotiations was that if there was one kaupapa to bring all of the iwi together, it would be our maunga. And I think having the maunga and their health and well-being as the focus took away the focus from our individual rights and interests. And actually, it wasn't about our individual rights and interests because it was about our maunga. And so, you know, it was, as people who you know, operate in iwi spaces, having eight iwi come together and work together and stay together for the last 6-7 years has been, you know, has been an incredible feat for us, and not something that we've necessarily done well in the past. And so, you know, really credit to all of our iwi and all of the uri of those iwi who have supported us coming together collectively. And actually, you know, we're going to have to keep working together going forward if we're going to make these arrangements successful. And so, you know, given the experience of the last few years of us staying together on this kaupapa, you know, I'm really confident that we'll continue that going forward.
Tēnā koe. Just finally, what are you expecting to come out in the developing of a management plan for Taranaki maunga?
Well, what we do know with the management plan is that the development of that will be, the process for developing that will be significantly different from what we currently have. So currently, the Conservation Board, along with the department, you know, they draft it, they prepare it. Going forward, our Te Tōpuni Kōkorangi, which is the face and voice entity for our maunga, they will be responsible for preparing the management plan. And approval of the management plan will be a joint decision between the Minister of Conservation and Ngāi Reo Taranaki, which is significantly different from what we currently have, which is the New Zealand Conservation Authority approving it. So we think that because The plan will be very owner-centric. It will have those advocating as the face and voice preparing, and those descendants, those uri of our maunga, been involved in approving the plan, that the plan will much better represent us as uri, but also have a much better focus on the health and well-being of our maunga going forward. So we're excited about that.
Tēnā koe, Leanne. And may I also just add some personal acknowledgement. You know, tribal mahi can be very gruelling, and you've seen this one, you've stewarded this kaupapa through in your mahi with Te Awa Trust. So congratulations, Leanne. It all comes to fruition. Our popo, when all of our people meet at Orwai, and I know that there's a lot of focus on ensuring we do the best by Taranaki maunga as we can. It's such a wonderful maunga, Taranaki, so it deserves our very best, and the best to you for being part of this from go to wa.
Ngā mihi. Engari, e harataku tō i te tuatahi tahi, he tuataki tini nā reira, me i ana kia tātou.
Tēnā koe, thanks, Leanne. Leanne Pōtu, special day tomorrow at Orwai. Collective Redress Deed of Agreement for Taranaki Maunga signed between Ngā Iwi o Taranaki and the Crown, Apopo, in Waitara.